question that somebody gave me on Facebook a little bit earlier.
Let him say hi then.
Somebody asked me this question a little bit earlier on Facebook. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to give my answer. It says, I have a question. I do use a KJV myself. My question is this: when evangelizing people who are not comfortable with KJV English, would God be angry if I chose a version that they are comfortable with to show them what God has to say about salvation? Does God expect English speaking people to only use the KJV, or may we use an ESV and not fear God's wrath? Now, first of all, you know, I would never use the ESV because God is definitely angry about people who change his word, because it says in Revelation chapter 22, these horrible curses about anyone who would add to or remove from God's word. So, you know, obviously the ESV is a wicked version that corrupts God's word in a bunch of places. So I wouldn't use it. But, you know, the reason I wanted to answer this question is because I had a situation similar to this come up, actually, where there was a guy in my church. He wanted to witness to a family member, and his family member was Catholic, and they would not listen to anything out of the King James. They said it had to be from a Catholic Bible. Okay. So what I actually did for this guy was I loaned him a Catholic Douay Rheims Bible, which is the one that came out around the time of the King James, actually. And what I did is I went through the Douay Rheims and I found as many salvation verses as I could that were the same as the King James, that didn't change anything. And I underlined them. Now there were a lot of salvation verses that I looked up that said something different than the King James, but there were a whole bunch of salvation verses that were the same as far as their meaning. You know, they might have said eternal instead of everlasting, or they might have, you know, just said something that meant the exact same thing, but they were the same in essence. And so I underlined all those verses and I said, look, just give your dad the gospel using all these verses that I've underlined, because then he's basically getting the King James without even knowing it, because basically, you know, it's all the same stuff. So what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I like that. Also, when I go out soul winning, for example, when I like read off a verse in the King James Bible, a lot of times I'll say, you know, like, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. And, you know, it's,
whoa.
You know, it's, but it's one of those things that it's almost just like natural to just put it in there. Now I understand what you're saying. Like, this person's like literally saying, I don't want to see it from the King James. I want to see it from the Catholic Bible. And I think that's what you said makes sense. But if you have it memorized, you could always, you know, slip that in there. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, let's say you read it there and be like, yeah, you know, and you read that and you're like, but, you know, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. You know, you're getting the King James in there, but yeah, I wouldn't want to read a verse though that was completely opposite what it's saying. But I think that gets into the idea. Can you add an S on the end of believe, or does it have to have a TH?
Well, here's the thing.
Well, how did God say it? Did he say it with an S or with a TH?
Triple F.
Touché.
Yeah, well, it's like, if there's a verse in the Douay Rheims that says something different than the King James, that's actually substantially different, like it actually has a different meaning, then that's not God's word. You know, if it means something different. But obviously there are verses, because people always ask, like, can you get saved from a modern version? You can get saved if the verse is saying the same thing as the King James, if it says the exact same thing. If it says something different, though, then I would say no, because you can't be saved from a lie or from something masquerading as God's word. But if the verses say the same thing, the problem is, though, if you look up a lot of salvation verses in the NIV, a lot of them are going to be different and a lot of them are going to be corrupted.
Yeah. And I think the case that you're talking about is kind of unique, because someone's basically saying, I don't want to see the King James. But when people say, well, I think people can get saved from that, the thing that I'm thinking of is, why are you playing games with this? Like, if you know the King James, without a doubt, is going to get someone saved, would you go up and just be like, I'm going to try this out and see if this works? You know, it's like, why would you play that game? You know, what you're dealing with someone's soul. And so it really angers me when you get Baptists that are saying, well, I'm going to go take the NIV. It's like, why are you playing with their soul? Would you do that with your family member? you know, if you were going to go up to your family member and give them the gospel, would you say, I'm going to try out the NIV and see if it works? Or would you say, no, I know the King James works. That's what I'm definitely going to use. So, but I agree with you. Obviously, there's verses in the New King James that say exactly the same thing. So if you were just to read that all, then of course, you know, then that would get someone saved. But why would you play that game?
You're giving them the King James at that point.
Yeah. Thing, you know? Yeah, exactly.
But I, in my preaching for the last 15 years and in my soul winning for the last 22 years, when I'm preaching the gospel to somebody at the door, I will often turn the THs into S's just to make it easier for them to understand. But according to these bozos, Patrick Boyle, Joe Major, Michael Johnson, then it's a corruption of God's word to change the TH into an S. I mean, that's just insane.